This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast, the mastermind behind the attack on Trunau.
That's a 22 to hit.
Miss.
Uh-oh. She's gonna be tough!
The leader of the Twisted Hearts.
Way worse.
Yeah.
Than we thought it was.
Yeah. This is really getting out of hand.
Exponentially worse.
The most fearsome giant in Belkzen.
Oh, no!
Baron!
Galabras. All hell is breaking loose.
The hero's face. Grenzeldeck.
Who disturbs my rest?
The adventure continues.
We're going long this episode.
Oh, man.
Now.
What's going on, cats and kittens? It's Troy LaValle, GM, DM, best friend. I really need a new catchphrase. We have got an episode and a half coming up for you very shortly, but as promised, I'm going to announce the winner of our first giveaway contest. This one is for a brand new copy of the Core Rulebook, signed by the whole GCP crew. Finally, you can get that Matthew autograph you've been waiting for. In order for you to have been considered, you needed to submit a house rule to us on a secret password-protected part of our website, and we finally found one we liked the best. And by we, I mean me, because like everything we do with this ramshackle podcast, my word is law! We had a lot of great entries. Some of my personal favorites were from Melissa Frank, who suggested, every time Barry Connick Jr. states one of his conspiracy theories, the PCs have to make a save. Diplomacy, knowledge local. If they fail, they now hold the same belief. I like that one. Our old good buddy Tim Pettifor, who said, every time Joe rolls a one, he has to proclaim that he is a, quote, pretty princess. I think that's fair. You know, we may use that one anyways at some point. And lastly, another good friend of the pod, Lana Vandenheuvel. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Lana? That's Arya Orchid on Twitch, by the way. She proposed that not only Troy can give out bottle caps, but the others can decide together if Troy deserves a bottle cap if he does something particularly cool. I won't read the rest because she suggests that I don't do anything cool, but nonetheless, there's an idea I think we can all get behind. Now, after combing through all the suggestions, the winner is, drumroll please, as I haven't even emailed him yet to tell him that he won, the winner is Mr. Carlo Manuel. Congratulations, Carlo! We'll be contacting you shortly to get your mailing address and social security number, obviously. Don't worry about why we need that. Now, in truth, I took Carlo's suggestion and tweaked it a bit to make things extra juicy, to Troyify it, if you will. Carlo's winning house rule has to do with shooting into melee. That happens a lot in our show. So, here is the tweaked, Troy-approved version of the rule. Anytime a PC misses on a ranged attack into melee, they roll a D100. If they roll a 1 to 10 on that D100, that means they're going to hit one of their allies. If there are multiple allies within melee, I will roll randomly to see who gets the stray shot. Now, if you fumble on your ranged attack, a 1 to 20 means you hit an ally and fumble. So it goes up from a 10% chance to a 20% chance when you miss on a fumble. And Desna forbid if you ever roll a 1 on the D100, because when that happens, you will crit your ally. The ultimate fumble. So next time Lork whips out his bow or Baron draws his magic handbanger and they start shooting an enemy who's involved in melee with an ally, let's just say they better not miss because they might hit their friend and hopefully kill them. We'll be putting that new house rule into effect when we start book 3, so stay tuned. And once again, congrats to Carlo, and thank you all for submitting. Next week, we'll be announcing the 5 finalists for the Ultimate Intrigue Contest. All 5 will have character sheets created by us based on the character backstories they submitted, and one lucky winner will get a brand new copy of Pathfinder Ultimate Intrigue, signed by 4 jerks and a Troy. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter if you haven't already, and please, write us a glowing review on iTunes. It's episode 66. What are you waiting for? We need those reviews to keep soaring up the charts, so please, please help us! And now, here's an episode that's 30-plus episodes in the making. Please enjoy episode 66... The Wedding Slashers.
The plot has officially thickened. Not unlike a fine beef stew.
we turn that milk into a roux.
A manticore stew.
Manticore stew.
Making roux is really difficult.
It is. It's a delicate process.
You have some flour, some butter, some water, I think.
Mm-hmm. Technically, just the flour and the butter is the roux, right? And the bechamel is when you add the milk.
I knew you'd know the answer to that.
Matthew.
Wow, a lot of stuff went down that episode, last episode.
Yeah, I mean, it's this whole time we've been going for the fort. That's been the end of all things, is the Grenzel deck. And now, a few episodes ago, we get the hint that she's trying to woo this storm tyrant, but no definite, definitive, like, you know, who is this guy? What is he trying to do? And then full on, full blown, uniting the giants now, hundreds of them, to take over the world of the small folk.
Way worse than we thought it was.
Yeah. This is really getting out of hand.
Exponentially worse.
I am really happy, though, that we stumbled upon this room, if she's here still, which I assume she is, before we meet her, because now we have this intel on, like, what her situation is.
Lork's just going to hold up her wedding dress with, like, a sword next to it. Like, I'll stab it! No! My fair wine! My fair wine!
We'll just have Galabras read the rejection letter over and over.
To demoralize her.
A lot of stuff... you guys discovered a lot of stuff at the end of that episode. Let's just sort of recount it. And then I want to talk about, you know, how have the goals changed, where you guys are at. What are your immediate goals? What are your long-term goals? So let's talk about the things you discovered. She was amassing a dowry, and the attack on Trunau was a means of getting Uthgroth's armor, Uthgroth's hammer, and the other half of a geode, which you guys had already discovered looked like it was some sort of map.
And then last week, the sketching, that looks like it's the other half of the geode?
Yes.
Okay.
And
I was a little unclear on that, but I thought that that's what it was.
And then she makes mention to a treasure map.
Right. Well, we always kind of thought that.
You guys always thought that it was some sort of treasure map.
Yeah. In the Mindspin Mountains.
In the Mindspin Mountains.
South of Trunau. And we're north of Trunau right now, right?
Yeah, you're way north.
We're north of Trunau now.
And now... Trunau now. Do we know...
Bob-a-dang, ding-a-dong, ding-a-ding, dong, ding, Trunau.
We're having fun.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, what were you talking about?
I don't even know.
Just the salvation of all the small folk of Galarian. Nothing important.
Whatever, man. You just got here from another plane.
My question is, do we know if the Storm Tyrant is located in the Mindspin Mountains as well? Like, is that his home base?
Yeah, the valley. Well, the valley of Min.
He says, even now, hundreds of giants flock to my banner within Minderhall's valley.
And Minderhall is a giant god, is that right?
It's like the giant
god.
He's
like the Durin is to dwarves in Tolkien. He created them, right? Did Minderhall actually created the giants?
Yes, yeah.
He's not Durin.
And the Unmaker.
He's like Torag in Pathfinder. Torag made the dwarves.
Yes.
Is he...
Aule in Tolkien.
Neutral aligned? Evil aligned? The god? Good aligned?
You know, I'd have to look it up, but I think he's evil aligned.
I think he's neutral.
You think he's neutral?
I think he's neutral.
You might be right. I used to have that information at hand, but I don't have it on me right this second. But in addition to that, so you find out, okay, in Minderhall's Valley, where that is, not quite sure, but there is a treasure map to something in the Mindspin Mountains. And it says on the note... adding the stuff in the giant killer's tomb.
Right.
Now, Uthgroth was a giant.
Here was my question. Mm-hmm. Was that note about adding something in the giant killer's tomb, was that close to, in proximity with the notes with the geode?
Yes.
Okay, so it does...
It all seemed to be, like, together.
So the geode, the map of the geode is pointing to the grave of the giant killer.
Nargrim Steelhand, who... Ingerhild, that's who she and her brother were searching for.
And is that a distant relation or just a famous dwarf?
Ingerhild. Both. They're Nargrimmykin, so you would think that they're, you know, kin.
Okay.
Right. And that's something that just occurred to me the other day. It's like Nargrimkin, kin to Nargrim. Like,
yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Skid, I didn't even realize
that. I thought that's what you were just saying.
Because we always used to make fun of when I first introduced Ingrid Hill. Her name is Nargrimmikin. And you guys were like, that's not her name.
Oh, it is.
Oh, wow. So she's an important character.
She's on the cover of the Player's Guide and everything.
And Baron would know.
Oh, right.
Whether or not Baron is a Red Hot or not, he would know that dwarves are buried with
treasure?
Yep. And so Ingrahild and Umlo
were Egyptians, basically.
Were going to reclaim treasure that they think is rightfully theirs as kin. Now, what Grenzelblick wanted to do with it was to just add it to the dowry. And now, if you have the other half of this geode, it seems like you have a treasure map directly to where this tomb is.
And they mistakenly thought it was up in the Ghostlight Marsh.
In Ghostlight Marsh, right.
But it's actually down south.
Yes, they must have confused stories they heard of the Vault of Thorns, baby.
I turn, with this new intel, I turn to Ingrahill and I ask her, were you just out there to find your family's treasure, or did you know about, and I reference him saying, bringing all the giants together, like, was it just happy coincidence that she happens to be looking for that stuff?
No, I mean, yes, it is. It is happy coincidence. We had heard stories of giants gathering, but you hear stories of tribes always gathering to try and take over the world, but I didn't know the extent of it until we discovered this intel. Hmm. But if giants are banding together, we are all doomed. All of Galarian is doomed.
We're not if we stand together. What? Here's what Lorca's wondering about, and I don't know if you can tell me this, Troy, the Black Arrows. My experience or my understanding of the Black Arrows is that they're fighting a lot of these tribal giants in the mountains and the plains, and so it's hill giants, ogres, ogrekin, this kind of stuff. We talked about this before. This whole Storm Tyrant coming in and this concept of a dowry and him saying that you're below my station and all this stuff, like, is there already existing some sort of like giant aristocratic class or giant nobility, or is this guy just a barbarian that is like styling himself as a, you know, using his power to just say he's a leader, or is there a legitimate like giant nobility?
Who has knowledge history?
Me.
Give me a knowledge history roll, and I'll tell you what you know thus far.
26.
Ooh, good one.
26, good roll, Galabras. So Galabras, you would know this even without the time you spent in the libraries of Trunau before you left, that as legend has it, Minderhall created the gods and brought them all together.
Giants?
The giants?
I said not the gods yet.
Man, he's really powerful.
He created the gods!
He's evil aligned, by the way.
He is evil aligned. Minderhall is evil aligned. And when he created the giants, they all sort of banded together and were a normal society, not necessarily even an evil society. But over time, their worship of him or whatever, their sort of union as a tribe of giants, all the giants together, it dissipated for whatever reason. And the reasons for the decline in giant culture could have been as varied as the different types of giants themselves, infighting, drought, disease, war. All those things tore them apart. And so now, if the story you're hearing or gathering this information from the Storm Tyrant Volsus is true, he's trying to band them all back together. So if this has been going on over time, and the giants are as proud a people as the dwarves, if he can get them back together, they'll be unstoppable.
But that doesn't answer my question.
What was your question?
Is there like a known giant aristocratic class? Is there a nobility among giants? Are there rich giants, or is it just a matter of like physical might? Who is able to gather the biggest army?
B, yeah.
Okay, so it's not about money.
It's not about money. You know, so
this Grenzel, whole concept of her dowry was like she was just trying to impress this barbarian.
There's a hierarchy of giants, but the hierarchy is based on power, not on wealth.
Money.
It's a meritocracy rather than an oligarchy.
Exactly.
Not a plutocracy.
But Grenzeldeck, being a simple hill giant, she hears that the giants are banding together and she wants to upjump her station, not unlike Screed. And so she thinks, if I get all this stuff together, maybe he'll take me. And he just laughs at this.
So hill giants are among the lowest
of
the low. And this guy we would assume is a storm giant? Is that a kind of giant? Skid?
It is, yes.
Storm Giant.
You remember that Giant Hunter's Handbook thing we got with the cool list of how... They're huge.
Okay, so they're,
they're like
bigger.
25 feet tall or something.
Oh, man.
So that means then if Grenzeldeck knew what we knew, that this... Why would she ever think this would be successful? Do you know what I mean? Like, was she thinking the dowry would be so impressive?
Yeah, I guess. It's a lot of money and a lot of soldiers and bringing in a whole orc army.
Well,
couldn't hurt.
And he even says, they're like, I'll take your army and an apology.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And
right.
If you're lucky, I won't kill you.
Right. I think,
don't ever bring this up again.
I think that the items that we found under Trunau and whatever lies in Narkin's tomb are so powerful that she thought they would be enough to impress him to the extent that he'd be like, yeah, sure.
Right.
You know?
yeah, sure.
All right.
Marriage made in heaven.
Yeah, I love you or whatever.
But he would just, he could just take it from her. I mean, what a, she seems crazy.
And now then think from the character standpoint. If your journey, if this, you know, mission is successful and you make it back to Trunau and you decide to continue the journey to Nargrim Steelhand's tomb, that's going to bring you to the Mindspin Mountains, where allegedly Baron's family was migrating when they were wiped out, where Lork was around the Black Arrows in his mm-hmm. Black Arrow days, where perhaps his progeny is still alive out there.
How convenient.
How convenient. And meanwhile, Della, you know your mother, possibly, is looking for you somewhere.
Yeah.
If she has any powers of seeing, maybe she'll be over there as well. And all the while, Galabras is being watched by the eyes of Brander.
Oh, fuck. totally forgot about Brander.
How could you forget about Brander?
I certainly didn't.
I blocked it out of my mind. I'm so terrified of what's going to happen.
I know.
Okay, well, Lork is going to try to get everyone on the same page, which is, this is great intel, but we need to table it for now. And we have to get out of the fort alive and take out Grenzeldeck. Because at the very least, even if she's not really our problem anymore, we have to cut the head off this army.
Yeah.
So at least they're one army weaker.
And we need to save Umlo. We need to get Umlo out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Umlo, Nargrimkin.
I'm less concerned about Nargrimkin. That, but sure.
And that's so rude. And and also, Galabras made a promise to Fabian Blix to find the remains
yep.
of mm-hmm. Tam and Varys.
Yeah, I do want to do that, too.
Bring them to the chapel.
Lork's got no tolerance for cannibalism. he's a stand-up guy.
So you've got your mission is threefold. One, defeat Grenzeldeck. Cut the head off the snake, as Lork.
Of this army.
Two, find the former Castellan's remains and destroy them upon the altar of Desna. And three, maybe save Umlo.
Yeah, that's a lower priority.
Don't tell that to Ingrihild.
And then make sure we hand over the fort to a bunch of orcs.
Right. Four. Yeah, four goals.
That's definitely going to happen. After that, we just have to go to the Mindspin Mountains, fight a storm giant and 100 armies.
Hopefully with the weapons we get at the Giant Killer's Tomb.
Right. And do all of our side quests as well.
There's
actually a lot to do.
Good point, Matthew. Yeah, like, so going to the Vault of Thorns, you found a cache of items that can help you against giants. You would think that the Giant Killer's Tomb is going to have an even more impressive cache of items to deal with an army of giants.
Right, but look what happened in the Vault of Thorns. Maybe we just skip the Giant Killer's Tomb and have characters to go to the Mindspin Mountain.
Those weapons are replaceable, but then so are characters. So I don't know what I'm
saying. All right. So, do you think that we, basically, I think we're about, you know, we're having a little discussion. We're maybe 15, 20 minutes after we finish killing these manticores, going through this stuff, reading, talking, hashing some things out, waiting for them to come up because of the gunshots. We didn't see anything. Should we rest?
I think we should go back to the chapel and rest.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting the sense that Grenzeldeck is not going to get up any strong defense of the fort. She just seems despondent like at this point. Yeah. I mean, you read that letter. I mean, it's just sad.
She's
pathetic.
Sulking in her tent.
Right.
Or maybe it's her wedding dress.
I say back to the sanctuary. Rest.
Yeah, I've used up most of my spell slots. So, yep.
You know, she's listening to that song, "It's a Quarter After One, I'm a Little Drunk and I Need You Now." She's just like crying with a bottle of Chardonnay. Yes, let's rest.
She's definitely listening to country music.
Yeah. Drinking, Phil Collins.
Drinking whiskey.
I'm going to make it right tonight. Oh.
A big gallon of ice cream.
Haagen-Dazs.
5 gallon. It's a 5 gallon bucket of ice cream.
She's watching Love Actually.
followed by Bridget Jones' Diary.
She went to a Costco outside of Trunel.
Is that what the raid was for? 5 gallon
it
bucket.
It was for rum raisin.
It was rum raisin all along.
You can't talk to me right now.
Oh man. All right, so you're going to leave the caged room with the manticores. Go back into the room that was cleared out by the giants.
Yeah.
I want to peek on the other side of the door before we leave, but I won't if you don't think it's a good idea.
No, I'm not saying, and you just, all 6 of you rush out into the courtyard. You know, you've still got the door to your right, which leads downstairs. You've not looked downstairs yet, and then you've got this door outside. So you guys want to take a peek outside?
Sure.
Yeah, I just want to peek out through that cage. Because no one would, you would think no one would be using that door.
Oh, you mean you want to look out the door on the other side of the cage?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I wanted to look just outside, make sure the coast is clear, go to the sanctuary and rest.
I don't want to move on until we get our
stuff. I'm sorry, I thought you wanted to peek out the doors. Okay, so you go, roll, whoever's looking out first, roll a stealth check.
All right, Lork is going to roll a little stealth axe. 23.
Nice.
Keeping it quiet from my friends.
23. All right, you peek out there and tumbleweeds.
It's getting weird.
Don't hear anything either. In the middle buildings.
Just a rattle.
Did anyone just quickly close the door somewhere?
Slam.
You want me to vanish and go check it out? Make sure he's not going to spring anything on us?
Sure.
Stop using your wand up.
It's got 50 charges.
Stop it.
All right, yeah. If Lork reports back that the coast seems clear,
right?
Yeah,
tumbleweeds.
Della's gonna vanish and step out into the courtyard.
All right, do you want to do a quick scout?
Yeah, I'll do a quick scout.
Okay.
Okay. Roll a perception check.
So that lasts 2 rounds.
Yeah, and I can do it again. Yeah.
Okay.
You tell me.
12 seconds.
Natural 1. 8 on the perception.
You really can't hear Skid whenever he sees someone to roll. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
You roll a perception and you see there's a patrol of 2 ogrekin above you, and they're just walking along the curtain wall. Well, not like above you, but off to the side.
Along the ramparts?
Around the ramparts. Nowhere that would bother you. Okay. But you see them walking and you hear them talking. And they're like, "Oh, that happened down there. That's the 5th orc we caught this week. And yet somebody came and killed all the ogres. Must have been those damn orcs. Pappy says that's the 5th orc we catch sneaking around this week. And now they got away in and killed us ogres. These are trying times. If Grenzeldeck can't keep her little orcs safe anymore, I got a place for them in my belly."
They sound lovely.
Yeah. And those are the ones with like the ears coming out of the chest and the hands coming out. And then they just scurry off into one of the guard towers.
Okay, so I come back, I report back, and I say I think if we time it right, we can, you know, dash across to the bell tower. Wait until we see them go to one end, and then just...
Let's do it.
Yep.
Okay.
No delay.
Della. Gives a signal. You guys scurry across, open the door. I'm assuming you didn't re-barricade it. Open the door, go in, shut the door behind you. Wait a couple minutes. Nothing happens. You're safely inside of the sanctuary with the statue of Desna smiling down upon you.
Okay, let's rest.
Do you have channels to burn before we do?
I do. I start... How many do I have left? I've got 3 left. So.
Beautiful.
As you're channeling in there, the statue of Desna seems to just light up with you as you are channeling. Something only you see, Galabras.
Awesome. What was the ghost Blix's, what's his first name?
Fabian.
This is Fabian. Does he have a title? He was the Castellan, right?
No, that was Varys.
No, that Varys was the Castellan.
I mean...
Chaplain?
Yeah, probably the Chaplain.
This is Chaplain Blix. We have returned. We will rest here for a while and then continue on our raid.
You just hear, only Galabras hears this in his head. It's like, you are safe here. But please find the remains of Tamon Varys and put me to rest.
We will, I promise.
Shroom, and you just feel warm presence of Desna within you.
Galabras, you're talking to yourself.
It's my only opportunity to get an intelligent conversation around here. Sorry, I don't say that.
What a sassy guy.
Okay, rest.
After
boom.
That repartee with the manticores?
Done.
All right, so you rest, you get your accomplish your HD back in HP. Everybody near full, almost?
Yeah,
full?
We're full, yeah.
Oh,
I
full,
am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks to Galabras' last few channels.
Okay.
Yep, full.
Oh, by the way, there's only 3 charges left in the Wand of Healing.
Ooh.
So, be aware.
Maybe. I like when a wand is down to its last few charges. Then it doesn't seem so.
Because then I can kill a character.
Yeah. All right, so you guys are healed up. Hours have passed. During your time resting, you are occasionally woken up or stirred by sounds of the bear baiting going on. As Elmo is put to the test again.
Oh, jeez.
Ingrahild is just like, she doesn't even rest. Ingrahild does not get a full night's rest because she is like just listening at the door and pacing back and forth and biting her nails.
She's fatigued.
So she is fatigued.
Shit. Lork sleeps like a baby.
Lork sleeps like a baby.
He's got a little pajama cap on.
Still mad that Ingrahild almost decapitated you.
Yeah.
Fuck your brother.
all right. Let's. Middle buildings are back to the fort.
Middle buildings.
I'm all about them.
I think the completists in the party have something to say about that.
You know, the longer you take, the more Umlo's going to have to run in. But you have 3 options essentially. From where you are right now, you do have the middle buildings, and then inside you have the downstairs, and you have whatever the door is on the other side.
Beyond the cage.
You are fully healed right now, fully rested,
yeah,
fully armed with information.
My case for I'm going to vote for Grenzeldeck. We come here to defeat Grenzeldeck. We need, like, so long as she exists, the greatest existential threat to all of our other missions still exists.
Hey, I have a question. Do you think, is it reasonable? I just had an idea. Is it reasonable to have Barry Connick Jr. smell the dress and then try to track the smell?
I think it's...
He has scent.
Exceptionally reasonable.
Yeah.
Let's get, like, well, we all know giants don't smell very bad.
If it's that door through the back way, yeah. You know, maybe he'll smell tracks that way. Or if it's downstairs, maybe he'll smell tracks that way.
I like it.
Interesting. You down with that?
I'm absolutely down with that. That's cool. That's a cool use of a companion.
Yeah, just, okay. So you want to go back to that room, the cage room,
mm-hmm.
and I'll shove her wedding dress in his face.
all right. So
get it sent, Barry. You know, get it sent.
Della, I don't know if you want to do it, the vanish and look again, or if you guys just, it's cover of night now. It's nighttime.
Oh, right back out to the courtyard, you mean?
Yeah. You probably can just sneak across. But if one of you wants to do a peek out first, you're welcome to.
I think we can just sneak across.
Well, I'll do a peek.
Maybe we can. I'll do a peek.
Oh, it's gentleman's peek.
Gentleman's peek.
Natural one.
You see a UFO.
22.
22, Baron looks out.
You see a fountain.
You hear movement off in the distance, but it seems like the coast is clear. You see shadows of fire coming from the moat on the other side where all the orcs are stationed.
Right.
So you would think that they're just eating and, you know, being
singing
orcs.
Songs,
rabble rousing
about the summer. Yes, definitely rabble rousing.
Rousing rabble.
But yeah, it looks like the coast is clear. If you want to make a run for it,
let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, let's make a run.
You're back in the room where the hill giants were sleeping,
and I shove the dress in Barry Connick Jr.'s face.
Well, first you got to go into that room.
All right. God damn it.
Oh,
all right. Roll perception. Stealth.
You go in, and you know the dead manticores are still there.
Okay, so I get him to sniff the dress. And then I was just looking up the rules here. So I get him to sniff the dress, and then he needs to roll a survival or wisdom check, whichever is higher. And in this case, it's survival.
I was going to say, I can't imagine a bear rolling wisdom.
It's only different by one, actually. Well, wisdom modifies survival.
Sure.
So anyway, he is... The typical DC for a fresh trail is 10. This DC increases or decreases depending on how strong the quarry's odor is, the number of creatures, and the age of the trail. For each hour that the trail has gone cold, the DC increases by 2.
Yeah, I have all this stuff on my sheet. I'm creating the DC in my mind of what I'm going to tell you. So
okay.
I can tell
so
you.
So he can smell it, and then he can sniff for tracks, essentially. And I would imagine she's quite odorous.
Yep.
Odoriferous.
Okay, here we go. 14.
14. He sniffs around. He goes back to the doors of the room you came into, so coming from where the hill giants were.
Yeah.
And you see him sniffing in there where the hill giants were. And then he goes back along the wall. He goes over to the manticore's bodies, takes a bite out of one of them.
Barry, calm down.
I'm so sorry, sorry. He says, boobity-doo.
Sorry.
Tastes like chicken, boobity-doo.
And eventually goes over to where the doors are on the other side of the room and seems to be like trying to sniff under the door, and he can't get under it.
Hmm. Yes.
All right.
All right, let's go.
Let's kill.
Barry, you've done well.
I'll pet the scruff of his neck, pull him back a little bit from the door.
Give him a treat.
What were we?
Yeah.
Theme we'll of give him a potato.
What were we told? Yeah. What were we told by who is the tribe leader of the orcs? What is his name?
Karguk.
Karguk told us there was people inside we could talk to, perhaps. Have we seen them yet?
Orcs?
Yeah.
We did see them. Yeah,
he was getting pulled apart.
Oh, right.
He said there were bodyguards.
Oh, yeah.
Spies.
So we probably haven't seen, or who knows. All right.
Okay, we did see one close the door in the middle building that we're not checking out.
We saw something, for sure.
We did. We definitely saw that.
Close the middle building.
I kind of wish we'd check that middle building.
All right, quick perception on the door, just for sounds on the other side. 21.
You hear feet.
It's hardwood floors?
Hardwood floors, no. you hear...
Pre-war?
You hear...
It's a square footage. Tell me!
It sounds like footsteps, large footsteps, echoing, but doesn't sound like... What'd you roll for the
perception? 21.
That's all you hear.
Okay.
I think we got a giant inside. Arm yourselves. Ready your actions.
Shield of faith.
I will blow her brains off if I see her. That's my ready to action.
Lurk is actually going to keep Gorm's Thorn drawn for the moment. And because he thinks it's going to be close quarters, so he will open the door.
Del is going to have her scimitar and the wand of Cat's Grace in her other hand.
Oh, and I...
I love when you... I just, the looks on you guys' faces, I wish we could reproduce that. Like, and I'm going
to
do this.
Right before we go in, right before he opens the door, Bit of luck to Lork.
Ooh.
Bit of luck to
Lork. Bit of luck to Lork.
Can you give bit of luck to more than one person? Just out of curiosity.
No.
Because it only lasts one round.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Set up your party order.
All right. Lork up front there.
Della will go next to Lork.
Barry Connick Jr.
I'll stick my gun right in between them.
You guys are just stepping over boxes, crates, all sorts of broken down shit. I like my map. It's pretty good.
It's a good, yeah, it's a good map.
I compliment you on your straight lines.
Thank you. You open the door and you see a corridor wrapping around.
Mm.
Darkness.
Oh, no. Okay.
Della has dark vision.
Has dark vision.
On Baron.
Lork has dark vision and Baron has dark. Lork doesn't have dark vision.
No, Lork has low light vision.
Mm.
So maybe Della and I can go ahead.
Sure.
Okay, then Lork is going to sheath Gorm's Thorn and draw his Black Arrow longbow if he's going to go back in the order.
So Della.
Move with care.
Ingra. Baron.
I just saluted Lork.
Della salutes Lork.
The second
she's learning.
Della things. And Baron enter the hallway, you see the stairs going down.
Oh.
And Della, you see in the distance a gigantic orc.
Oh.
Who looks like this.
Oh my.
Oh, wow.
And it looks like there's another creature behind this orc standing at the end of this corridor leading down.
That is so cool. That's one of my favorite pictures so far.
That is fucking badass.
It's like it's almost it's like
huge, a huge horn. Is it a horned? Is he wearing it on his back?
Yeah, it's like a not a horned helm, but like part of its.
It's like mammoth tusks that are holding together the shoulder, whatever you call the cape.
Pauldrons.
Yeah. Oh, that's mammoth.
He's got a giant.
It's kind of samurai influenced armor too.
Awesome.
You see one of them, Della, up ahead, and it starts coming towards you, and the other, and you see another one behind it coming up as well.
They're just walking up the steps?
Just walking up the steps.
Did Kargak ever tell us what the signal was?
No. But they come up to you. And they nod.
Oh.
So I'm standing there with the wand and the sword. And I'm like,
Lord Catlett, an arrow just like knocked.
And these, as it comes up to you, Della, they are 8 feet tall.
Oh, so Della, holy shit.
But they are orcs with giant blood in them. Tusks. Oh. Tusks as big as your hands. And they're just like... And they nod. And they walk straight past all of you. Out the door. Through the manticore chamber.
Holy fuck.
Della is like...
And go away.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Wait, would you like to help us in a battle, please?
So, can I stealthily proceed down the stairs?
Absolutely.
I'm so glad that we didn't fight those.
12 on the stealth check.
Della falls down the stairs.
Dum, 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 dum.
12.
Okay, you get down to the bottom of the stairs, and there is a set of double doors. Excuse me. I just realized all these stairs are going up.
Sorry. So all the stuff I just said, these are actually going upstairs.
So I look down on the 8-foot orcs?
That makes so much more sense.
Yes.
That those orcs were walking down from something and out. I was like, why are they downstairs just walking up to the second floor and then out the second floor and then back down?
I totally messed up. So this entire thing, just imagine that this happened, but you were going up and they were at the top of the stairs and there's a set of double doors.
Okay. Keep going.
Set of double doors at the top.
Yeah. Okay. Should we listen? I'm going to listen at the door.
Damn, I'm so mad at myself.
I'm going to listen at the door as well.
22
from Della.
16.
16 from Baron. Della, you hear padded footsteps, kind of like...
So she's in her slippers.
Slowly moving back and forth, and you hear just...
She hasn't cried herself to sleep yet.
Whimpering.
She's never gonna dance again.
All right.
Careless whispers, God.
I relay this information.
Lork is, and his palms are sweating.
I relay this information and light my scimitar on fire.
I am happy to stealthily open the door. Or anyone else can. I'm +9. I could try that way. So we can get a drop on her.
This is a single file hallway, as it were.
Oh,
okay. Oh shit. Well,
You still want
to
do that?
Maybe Ingrid should open the door.
Lork will open the door. If you put him up there, he's just going to go in and attack. Right. I think.
I don't anticipate negotiating. I'm going to use the wand. Right before Lork opens the door, I'm going to use the wand of Cat's Grace on myself.
Yeah.
Can I get a hit on that? Can you Cat's Grace me?
I will, because I have the wand. I only have 2 more charges after that.
Yeah, but it'll help for...
Yes,
what,
I agree.
Yeah.
So who's doing what?
Lork will take the lead if nobody else wants to open that door and just go in.
All right. Can I be behind?
Yeah, go right behind.
All right. Lork, Barry Connick Jr. up at the front.
Remember, as I said from the beginning, going upstairs. I never said anything different. Single file down the hallway. Lork, followed by Barry Connick Jr., followed by Baron, followed by Della, followed by Ingrahild, followed by Galabras, followed by 2 giant orcs somewhere that already left. Lork opens the door. Let me describe the interior of this large bedchamber. The first thing you notice, not unlike the chamber upstairs with the hill giants, this room looks like it's also recently gone through a renovation. In the back corner of the room, there is a broken wall partially blocking a dark alcove, some sort of construction over there. On the opposite side of the room from that is a circular niche. Directly across from Lork to the right, directly across the room, is a large raised table. In the center of the room are three beds that have been crammed together, like three human-sized beds, beds crammed together to create one large bed. South of the beds, a massive floor-to-ceiling mirror stands against the wall, and a large dust-covered armoire hunkers between two sets of doors along the northeast wall, so near the circular niche. In front of Lork, you see what the padded footsteps were. Two direwolves. Pets, if you will, padding back and forth. And on the far end of the room, sitting at the table, crying, staring at what looks to be one half of a geode on the table. You see someone that you are 100% sure is Grenzeldeck.
I want to see this picture!
I want to see it too.
And she looks like this.
Oh! 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 Wow.
Yo, she's beautiful.
What man could turn that down? Why? Oh, wow. Man.
I would threaten to kill her if she proposed to me, too.
Check. I have to say, in her defense, she is not dressing for her body type.
I have two photos of her because she's also, there's a more...
zoomed in?
Kind of a more...
more flattering?
More descriptive... picture of her on the cover of book two. And it looks like that. Isn't this amazing?
Oh man.
We'll put both of those on the Tumblr.
Yeah.
Right when Lork opens the door.
Yeah, I mean, how would you describe her? Like,
I just wanted to show the picture. I mean, she's got breasts the size of
Lork.
Just hanging down to below a huge stomach.
She looks pregnant.
Like padlocks. Yeah, she's fat, she's gross, she's got almost like goblin-esque features when you look at them, like a real evil look in her sunken eyes that are red
she's
from
crying.
She's
got male pattern baldness?
She's got just tufts of red hair, long strands of red hair coming out of her head that look like they've been wrapped in bandages, chains around her arms, and on the table next to her are two axes, which she immediately picks up when Lork opens the door.
Is she bigger than the other giants we've seen?
She seems more impressive, but I would not call her bigger per se. Okay. She is larger and more grotesque.
Sturdy? Stout?
Sturdier. Stouter, as it were.
Voluptuous?
Lork opens the door, sees her sobbing over the geode in the middle of the room. She grabs the hand axes. Who is it? Who disturbs my rest? Roll for initiative.
Yes.
Roll for initiative. All right.
I love Nicola Soprano.
Lork! I even have her pawn.
Natural 20. Oh, natty 20!
Anybody over 20?
Yeah, 27.
28 for Baron.
Oh, Baron, you son of a gun. Lork?
21.
21 for Lork. Galabras?
16.
16. Well, you guys all seem to have got the jump.
Including Lork.
Except Inga Hilt. Yeah, rolling high really helps.
In initiatives? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, the battle with Grenzeldeck begins! Baron, you're in the back. You hear, who has disturbed my rest?
Oh my god, she's southern,
she just
like me?
She just went southern.
Oh my gosh, it's a half-orc.
It's canon.
Now, can I move through friendly squares?
Yes.
Yes.
5, 10, 15, 20. That's all my movement.
Baron enters the room, ahead of Lork.
And I'm going to shoot at the closest direwolf.
Roll, Ricka, roll, Ricka, roll, Ricka, roll. Roll for initiative.
It's a 20.
Hit. Let's touch AC.
Yep. And that is 11 points of damage.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you right now, these are named wolves.
How
much really?
Damage? 11.
11 points of damage. Nice opening.
I might actually also use my second trigger, which I can do in a single attack without being a full attack action.
All right, talk to me.
Ooh, yeah. It's a 29.
20.
No, I'm sorry, 24.
24 hits.
That is 15 points of damage.
Ooh, baby!
Wait, what just happened?
I normally just use one trigger of my double barrel pistol. So because I only had one attack this round, I decided to pull both.
Okay.
Okay, Baron, roll a will save.
Is it against a spell?
No.
15.
You enter the room, you fire away, and then all of a sudden, you just start feeling unfathomably sad.
Ooh.
The thoughts of your family possibly having been wiped out, the thoughts of yourself perhaps not being a true Red Heart. All of this, for some reason, in this moment, completely overwhelm you. And you are inflicted with a curse of melancholy.
What is that?
You know what? I know what this is. She left the notebook playing in the background when she was crying earlier, and I saw it, and it's so... Anyway.
-2 on attack rolls, saving throws, ability checks, skill checks, and damage rolls.
Oof.
And it is Della's turn.
Oh, jeez.
Della is going to move 30 feet into the room, step to the right of the door, and cast Defensive Shock on herself.
Okay. Also roll a will save. I was going to make Baron do it the minute he walked in the room, but I knew he was going to hit the wolves anyway, so. Cast Defensive Shock on herself. Roll a will save.
16.
You're okay. Boom, Defensive Shock. Oof. What does that do?
So if you hit me, any of your characters hit me, they take... The first time it happens, it's 3d6 electric damage. And then the next time it gets halved until it's nothing.
Now, it only works, though, if you remember that you did this two
times. Right, separate. You forgot yes. to do it last time.
And it was the Awiga fight when it would have really come in handy.
Yes.
Lork slash Barry Connick Jr.
Lork slash...
And I'm going to keen my scimitar.
Oh, swift keen.
Yeah, there you go.
It's already on fire.
Lork is going to say, Grenzeldeck, we're here to put you out of your misery.
And he will charge at the first direwolf in the room.
The one that Baron shot at?
If he shot at the one that's right in front of Lork.
It is.
Okay. Then Lork is going to charge.
Okay. Roll a will save.
And he'll also tell Barry Connick to attack. He's, attack! And then he charges, lifts Gorm's thorn, and goes to attack. Now, I roll a will save?
Yeah, roll your will save first as you enter the room.
20.
Emblazoned by Gorm's thorn. Oh! You feel no curse.
Yeah, Gorm is protecting me in battle.
Charge.
Charge attack, power attack.
It will, I believe it has reach, so it's going to get a bite on you.
Okay.
It goes to bite 19.
That hits.
Bites Lork for 14 points of damage. Maximum damage.
God damn it.
Bites the Lork Master.
It's always a give and take here. All right.
You're right up in the face of this direwolf that's got bullets.
Charges
bones.
In one good swing with Gorm's Thorn. 18 to hit.
18 hits.
Yes! Oh, that is so awesome. Here we go. 16 points of damage.
16 points Ooh. Of damage.
Damn.
Is still enough to kill the first direwolf.
All right!
For those at home, Joe was very disappointed about
it. Yeah, it was on one of the sixes was on a six, and it fell off and became a one.
Crack die!
All right, so you kill the first direwolf, the one that Baron was shooting at. And now, Barry Connick Jr., you are still rushing into the room, so you can just change tactics and go for the other one.
Yeah, so he can't charge, but he will move in, and he'll take an AOO.
What is Barry Connick Jr.'s intelligence?
It's 2.
2. Yeah. You do not need to roll a will save.
Okay. So he comes in, he takes an attack of opportunity.
Thing bites Barry, 13 to hit.
Misses
Barry Connick
Jr. Bear squeaks by it.
Bear versus wolf.
Bear versus wolf.
Tiny bear versus...
This happens all the time in the wild.
Large wolf.
Power attack, bite. Natty 16. That's gotta hit, right?
That hits.
Yeah, that hits. Over 21. And he does... 8 points of damage.
Oh, baby.
With the bite.
Barry Connick Jr., everyone. Galabras.
I move into the room, right through the door, right next to Baron. And I say, when I get the minute I get through the door, I say, Baron, your gun! And I reach over and I cast Instrument of Agony.
What?
On Baron's gun.
What did you just say?
Oh my god, what is that?
You cause a weapon to exude a palpable aura of divine fury. While wielding this weapon, a creature gains a +2 morale bonus on intimidate checks. When an attack made using the targeted weapon hits, the wielder can spend a free action to discharge the effect to inflict agony on the creature the weapon hit. If the creature has spell, blah, blah, blah. If the creature fails a will save, it is nauseated for 1d4 +1 rounds.
Oh my god.
So every time it gets hit, it has to?
No. You can choose to just discharge the effect. So okay. It's once. And if it succeeds at the will save, it is sickened for 1 round.
Awesome.
That's great.
Cool.
That
Thank
is
you.
Great.
Thank you.
Wow. Roll a will save.
Oh.
Wow. That's great. Roll a will save.
No, it is pretty awesome.
I think I failed, even though I have pretty good will. 11.
So, again, similar to Baron, you're just hit with this rush of emotions. The thought of having to relive all of what happened to you when you were a captor, and then to have to relive whatever went down between you and Brander that wasn't even shown in the vision, all of this overwhelms you, and you too are cursed with melancholy.
I think there's something about that. She's exuding this somehow.
An aura, yeah.
Yeah.
It is now the wolf's turn. The wolf tries to bite Lork twice. First bite, 25.
Hit.
Second bite, 20.
Hit.
Oh, Lork. Lork takes 11 points of damage and another 11 points of damage. 22 points
Son
of damage.
Son of a biscuit!
That is a rage, I think.
Oh, you are below. That took you below what you had for half.
Half, yeah.
So I think it's half of my remaining hit points or half of my hit point total.
I would say total.
All right, then it's not.
But it's up to you. I don't know.
I think I'm just going to go anyway. Might as well.
Grenseldeck then.
That's
steps.
A lot of damage.
Grenseldeck then steps up to Della. Della is the only one there. Steps up to Della.
Tears in her eyes. Get out of my room!
She's got an axe in each hand.
Is she large or is she not large?
She's large.
She okay. is large. Yeah, I just didn't have another base for it.
Where's the wolf?
Swings this hand axe at you. 28 to hit.
Believe it or not, that hits.
She just comes up. Ah, boom! Hits you for 13 points of damage. That's all she can do is one attack. And it is...
Grunzeldeck!
Ingrahild's turn. Ingrahild rushes into the room, rolls a will save. Natural 20 on the will save.
Oh, yeah.
She's actually one square outside of the room.
That's
at her
right, because she's way at the top of the stairs, so she's just getting to the end of the room. Should I get out my bow?
That
maybe?
Was a double move?
If she wants a double move, she can go another 20 feet.
Yeah, she will double move into the room to stand right behind Della.
Right behind or next to?
Next to. That's fine.
So she provokes.
She does provoke. So Grenseldeck swings and went from 19 to a 3. Oh. And she still hits Ingrahild.
And as dear. We discussed okay. earlier, she doesn't have the bonus AC against giants because of her homebrew character.
Hits Ingrahild with an axe. Oh, boom! 16 points of damage on Ingrahild.
Okay, guys.
And remember, Ingrahild Focus. Is fatigued. She did not get a full night's rest. All right, it is round 2 of the epic battle against Grenseldeck! Baron.
So minus 4 from where I am, or do I take even more
minus
shooting?
Minus 6.
Okay, so I'm going to pull my pistol twice. So that is
so you can
19 against touch.
You can reload that twice for free?
It's one reload action as the thing goes, but yeah, it's a free action without chemical cartridge. It just increases the chance of a misfire.
So it doesn't matter if it's 1 or 2.
No.
First one hits.
Ooh, the second one might not. 12 against touch AC?
Second one hits as well. She's a big target.
That's a big
wait, you said 12. Yeah, it does. It still hits.
31 points of damage.
Oh, wow. Nice shooting, man. Tex.
Wait, were you shooting Grenseldeck or the wolf?
Grenseldeck.
Do you want to discharge the effect?
Well, it's already... I didn't think I was going to hit.
No, it's after you hit.
Oh, after I hit. Yeah, then I discharge, obviously. No.
Okay, so...
I thought I had to do it before.
So what does Grenzel Luck have to do?
Will save.
Right? Will save. Okay.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Melancholy, take 2 off of my damage twice, so -4.
Okay.
So and, 27 total.
And -2 to your attack.
So that second attack may not have hit.
The second attack missed.
Okay, so my first damage roll was 12 points of damage.
Okay.
And now what does she have to do for this spell?
It's a DC 15 will save.
DC 15.
Her will must be in the toilet right now.
Will save. 18. Ugh. Makes it.
Okay, so she's sickened for one round.
Sickened for one round, which gives her
it's a -2 to all skill checks.
-2
checks.
To attack rolls as well. It's kind of like the Curse of Melancholy.
Yep.
Okay, Baron did his action. Della, face to face with Grenzeldeck. You've only heard stories of Grenzeldeck since you met this party of bad luck.
Della is going to roll... to cast defensively to do Shocking Grasp.
Okay. So that is a...
And then spell combat.
Concentration check against...
No, she already used... does she have combat reflexes, Grenzeldeck?
Oh, so I can just roll concentration?
If she doesn't have spell...
It's a new round.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Ingrid Hill was the last one to go.
I'll cast defensively to roll Shocking Grasp.
No. That doesn't matter. It's since her last round. She went, and then she did an attack of opportunity. So if she doesn't have combat reflexes, it doesn't reset again until her turn.
Oh, I thought it was round by round.
No, then you could theoretically get 2 attacks of opportunity in a round if you didn't have combat reflexes.
I see. Okay. All right, then. So, I guess you're okay.
So just concentration, not casting defensively.
You don't even need to roll either because she can't swing
it. She doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, great. Spell combat, Shocking Grasp.
Love it.
Is she wearing armor by any chance?
Didn't look like it. In any of the
it's
art.
It's not metal. Excuse me. It's scale mail.
So it's metal.
Yeah.
So I get a +3 to this attack roll.
Oh, doggy.
That's a 22 to hit.
Miss.
Uh-oh. She's going to be tough.
Okay.
Thank God for Baron and a 12 hits on touch.
Yeah. Okay. Lork.
The spell doesn't discharge. It's still active.
Still active. You see electricity flying off the flaming keen scimitar.
All right, here we go. We're starting some full attack actions. I'm going to have Barry Connick Jr. go first.
Okay.
And he will...
This is against the wolf.
Yeah, this is against the dire wolf. Finish him, Barry! And I will have him claw bite all power attacks. So first claw, miss. Wolf dodges out of the way. Second claw hits and does 7 points of damage. And then the bite misses.
Claw bite.
Lork. Planning full attack action. Gorham's Thorn. Swinging right at this thing's head. Here we go. First attack. Gorham's Thorn. Power attack. Miss!
Oh, no!
God damn it, Lark! Second attack. Miss. Unless its AC is 14.
Get out of here.
Troy, Lark!
Troy, I forgot the defensive shock when Grenzeldeck hit me.
Too late!
God damn it! That's the sound of the hand being taken off the chess piece.
These are your rules. These are your rules.
Galabras. All hell is breaking loose.
I move up behind Lork and with a
shake
hammer,
some sense into him.
Yeah, it's like, God, stop rolling so steadily. What is wrong with you? This is important. With the hammer of Usgroth, I touch him in the back with it between the shoulder blades.
Oh.
And...
No way.
Heightened in large person.
Oh! I didn't even think
Lork,
of that.
And then I stand back.
So Lork is now enlarged for 20 minutes.
And that is amazing.
And he basically pushes Barry Connick. Like, he gets so huge that Barry's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Barry backs
up. Heightened in large person.
Oh, baby. All right. The wolf goes after Lork. Bite number 1. 14.
Miss.
Oh, I dropped my neon green die!
You can go without it.
It's gone. It's gone forever.
Just leave it.
Fight number 2. Natty 18.
That'll hit.
10 points of damage. And now, it is Grenzeldeck's turn.
Della says,
Hit me! Hit me!
Hit me!
Hit me!
Four attacks.
Oh, gosh.
Never mind.
Hit me once and then move on to somebody else.
Hand axe coming straight at Della with two attacks to begin with. First attack, 22.
Hit. And you take 3d6 damage.
All right. It does 15 points of damage.
And you take 6 points of damage.
Six. And there's no reflex save for half.
Nope.
So she just... And does that mean it's expended or this thing stays active?
It stays active, but it halves the damage each time. So it's got one more...
Second attack.
How many points, how many damage did you say I took?
15. Second attack, misses.
You want to get
now,
dirty with me?
What the fuck was that?
Where did that come from?
Wow, she's in a weird mood.
You want to get dirty with me?
I love you, Sirenscape.
Here comes hand axe, 30 to hit.
On me?
Yeah, yep.
That hits.
Hits for 10 points of damage.
And you take one more point of damage.
Take one more point of damage. Good news is, I lied, she only has 3 attacks.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah, Della just took about 50 points of damage in the last few rounds.
All told?
No, not 50, but yeah, a lot. 48.
Ingrahild, 4 attacks.
Oh, 38.
All right.
Whatever, Grant, I'm trying to appeal for healing.
Ingrahild!
Not helping.
Ingrahild hits with the first attack, misses with the second, misses with the third, and misses with the fourth.
Oh my god.
Ingrahild, no! But she does do 1d10 plus 4 damage and gets 9 points of damage off on old Grenzel deck.
Upon seeing this, I shout, "Are you sure you're Nargrimmikin? God damn, you gotta hit that giant."
I'm sorry! I miss my brother! Baron, round 3.
She's also fatigued. You probably didn't take that into account.
I didn't, but the first hit was definitely a hit. I forgot about fatigued.
The wolf have, I'm gonna do something daring, and I'm gonna...
Oh, it just does less damage. Minus 2 to strength.
I'm going to take 3 shots. I'm going to switch my target should the wolf die.
Okay. Baron firing away at the wolf as Grenzeldeck decimates the tribe.
18.
This
touch
wolf
AC.
Is so dead.
Yep.
16 points of damage.
16 points of damage. Wolf is still alive.
I'm going to get up close and deadly on this one.
Woo!
1. Confirm the fumble.
Oh no! Baron!
Fumble confirmed.
Oh, no! Shit.
Well, I misfired for sure.
Misfired and a fumble. Baron.
Oh, Baron.
Baron's been on a hot streak. Let's see what the card says.
Ranged. You are sickened for 1d4 rounds.
Oh my god, so you're sickened and Curse of Melancholy. Minus 4 to all attacks. Minus 4 to damage.
Would you like to do the honors on rolling that dice, oh evil dungeon master?
The 1d4.
The 1d4 to determine how many rounds I'm sickened for?
Oh.
I'll give you the power.
You got the touch.
4.
4 rounds.
Oh,
no! Baron! Baron!
And he's like,
my gun is jammed! My gun is jammed. I don't know how to do his voice. All right, Della. Della!
Della is very, very hurt, but Della! This shocking grasp is still active, so she's going to roll it again.
Dun, 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 dun.
23 to hit.
Miss.
Oh my god!
How Della lost her groove.
Okay, and then I'm going to...
Skid was literally looked at Matthew's character sheet and made a sound of disappointment and just looked away.
I think he was looking at my HP as well. I mean, I can't. I'm just gonna die if I try to get away. So, magic missile.
Magic missile, Grenzel deck.
Well, you're still gonna die, right?
Die either way.
Okay, so attack of opportunity. Are you gonna
roll concentration?
Okay.
All right. So it's concentration check.
Concentration.
What's the number he's gotta beat? It's her.
You can also take a 5-foot step back. I mean, to start getting out of the way.
Then I'd have to, if I ever wanted to provoke. If next round, if I want to attack, I have to provoke.
No, you just take a 5-foot step back in. Healed up.
5-foot step.
Okay, so
this is just in case you need to take another 5-foot step away next
to
round.
Run.
All right, so Della backs up. Luckily, the wolf is not near enough for that to do anything.
11 points of damage.
You didn't roll concentration.
23 on the concentration.
And what's the number he has to be?
15 plus double the spell level.
So DC 17, so I made it.
Great.
Oh, okay, so 11 points of damage.
Yep.
Doop, 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 doop,
Now, how many magic missiles?
That was three, thank you.
Three, just making sure. Just sure we have all our numbers correct. Doom, doom, doom. All right, Grenseldeck has taken some damage, but she's going to dole some out. Our heroes are the only ones that can stop her. Lork!
Lork feels something strange coming over him after Galabras casts that spell on him, and he will hold until Galabras' turn.
All right, it's Barry Connick Jr.
Barry Connick Jr. will attack. Full attack action. Claw, claw, bite.
Claw, 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 bite.
Hit. First claw hits. 7 points of damage. Second claw, miss. And then he's going to sink his teeth in. Nope, 14 to hit.
14 to hit. 14 okay. Hits.
Hey!
It does.
Yep.
Oh, all right. So that's the bite. Does 9 points of damage, max damage.
All right.
Nice, Barry.
It is almost
16 points of damage.
It is almost dead. And it is Galabras' turn. Lork, still holding.
Okay, so I am going to go now. I am going
to
go.
Because you had to wait until Galabras' turn to become large?
Yeah, and large person is a full round casting. So okay. I was just going to wait.
But it's not a spell. It's an effect of the hammer, so.
Well, I think it acts as the spell, I think. I mean, that's what I assumed.
I don't know.
Either way, it doesn't matter. I'll just grow large.
It does, but it's fine. You moved in the mission order behind Barry Connick Jr. That's fine.
All right, so I will enlarge.
Giant Lork. In the house.
Oh, I'm now 8 times heavier, which means I'm over 1,000 pounds.
In a lork.
You weigh more than the cage.
I will power attack this wolf. Natty 17, critical threat.
Hit.
That is a keen greatsword.
To confirm the crit.
Roll to confirm the crit. 22 to confirm.
Confirmed crit.
Confirmed crit. If I may just... Please, let me roll this damage. Swing through, double damage, and one free attack against an adjacent foe at the same bonus. So I'll attack Galabras.
That makes sense.
I'm all huge now, like, rah!
By the way, Galabras and Baron are crying.
Oh, that's right. They're so sad. They're so sad. Okay,
tears
so, of so double damage is going to be 50 points of damage.
Oh, my God!
I mean, you literally, as you were getting big, you raised Gorm's Thorn above your head and just cleft the wolf straight down the middle into two perfect halves. Like a cantaloupe.
That is awesome.
Awesome! And Grenseldeck is like, Nimble!
That was a dumb name!
You already killed Scar.
Scar and Nimble?
You're really bad
Nimble
at
and Scar.
Gaming wolves.
And now it is Galabras' turn.
I'm going to channel.
Thanks.
Galabras channels.
8.
Can you stand half on the bed, Joe, or should I move you off of the bed thing?
They're just cots, right? Like on the ground? Can I stand
No, they're
on...
3 beds.
So they're raised.
Yeah, they're 3 right, normal-sized so beds.
Right there? Oh, okay.
And I step behind Baron and Della. Take a 5-foot step.
Okay. It is now the only remaining enemy in the room, as far as you know, Grenseldeck. Tears in her eyes at seeing her two dire wolves, her pets, Nimble and Scar, probably the only thing keeping her company after being rejected by the Storm Tyrant. She goes, seeing how easily she could hit Della, she goes into full-on power attack mode. Three attacks.
Oh, come on.
First attack.
That's death.
What about Ingerhild, right?
Critical threat, natty 19.
Oh, my God.
Second attack. Excuse me, to confirm. 18 to confirm.
Miss. So.
All right, so just a hit, a power attack hit, 17 points of damage.
Ooh.
Second attack.
You're conscious?
Yep.
Not even joking. Natural 20.
Oh, my God.
To confirm. Crack dive.
Oh, fuck.
You jerk.
16 to confirm. Yes. Not confirmed.
Jesus. Keep but pulling hits, the card out.
Hits Della for 19 points of damage.
Della is down.
Della is unconscious.
Oh, God damn it.
Seeing Della unconscious, she then uses her last attack on Ingrahild. 27 to hit Ingrahild. She hits Ingrahild for 13 points of damage, and Ingrahild is almost unconscious as well.
All right, this is serious now.
Just swinging wildly. It is Ingrahild's turn. Ingrahild, seeing Della fall, swings four times at Grenzeldeck. First attack, 29 to hit. Hits. Second attack, misses. Third attack, misses. Fourth attack, also misses. She hit him once, hit her once, same thing just like last time, for 6 points of damage. This, she's like, I can't hit her! She's unhittable! Ingrahild yells, round four. One of your friends, your new friend, your teenage girl, Lork, you were supposed to protect, bleeding out on the floor. It is Baron's turn.
Baron is going to expend a grit point to quickly clear his jammed weapon.
Okay.
And remove the status effect on it, and he's gonna
this
get
this all happening through tears.
He's gonna get up.
Why didn't you tell me I was adopted?
He's gonna get up close and deadly, and there's I mean, she's in melee combat, so it's just minus four, but there's no one.
Minus four,
in the
nobody
way.
Blocking because Delia
pulling
has fallen
both
to her.
Triggers, getting up close and deadly on both hits.
Okay.
So that is 14 against touch.
14 against touch with minus two.
Uh-huh. Minus four.
That is a but minus two because
I already
took that. Okay. That is a hit.
And then my second attack is so minus 20.
20. Yeah, against touch. Definitely a hit. Baron firing away. Baron keeping the party alive.
So that seriously. Is 14 points of damage. Cracked eye. 18 points of damage.
14 and 18?
Yep.
Woo! All right.
And I'm out of grit now.
That's almost as good as two crits in a row, like Grenzeldeck did. Della's turn. Does she have to roll a constitution save?
Yes.
Her constitution.
What's your hit points at? Negative what?
Negative 9.
DC 19.
What is your con?
I have 14, so plus 2.
Okay, I just want to know what your
DC
full,
19.
DC 19, or you take another hit point.
Ooh. I just make it. No, I don't. No, I miss. Sorry.
You miss, so you'd lose a hit point. So negative 10.
Is literally bleeding out. She's 5 points away from permadeath. And it is Barry Connick Jr.'s turn. Barry goes and starts gnawing on Della's face.
Say, Barry, attack!
Barry, full on. Rushes Grenzeldeck, leaps onto one of the beds, gets sort of like waist high with Grenzeldeck, and will provoke and attack with a bite.
She does not take her attack of opportunity.
Oh, I thought I'd get him. Very smart. Very, very smart, Troy. Bite, miss. And then it's Lork's turn, right?
And then it is Lork's turn. And then it's Galabras' turn. And then it's Grenzeldeck's turn.
Shit. All right, Lork is going to hold up Gorham's Thorn. It is now huge. It's like, I mean, it's like 10 feet long.
The weapon basically. Grows with you.
The weapon
so
grows,
now you have
yeah.
a large Gorham's Thorn.
Yeah, I have this giant greatsword. He holds it up.
If you can crit
just,
with this.
Yep, he goes into a rage. Rages through at the sight of Grenzeldeck.
Now, in large person, correct me if I'm wrong, your AC goes down, but your strength, your to hit and your damage go up.
And your hit points go up.
Points,
yeah. But it's all temporary.
Giant so, Lork, yeah. face to face.
He's all bloodied.
With Grenzeldeck.
From the wolves, and he's just like, Forge your son! And he
comes.
Swings once.
Here it comes.
25 to hit.
Hits.
Yeah! Yeah! Motherfucker!
Yeah! 3d6 plus 20 damage.
I love it.
Holy shit!
Enlarged, wow. Raged, favored enemy.
Oh wow!
And you didn't have to even get in her face, so you didn't provoke.
No. 29 points of damage.
Holy!
Very nice.
Shit!
And then second swing. Come on, Lork. 19 to hit.
19 misses.
Misses.
Nice.
But not without doing...
At least I did some damage before I died.
29 points of damage?
29 points of damage.
It is Galabras' turn.
I'm going to channel again. Oh, thank you so much, Gal.
Thank you.
Oh, nice. 14. Nice.
Della's awake.
Della's awake, lying on the ground. Does Grenzeldeck see her?
She play dead?
Play dead.
I think Della is... Well, I mean... Yeah, she's not going to do anything
just like,
until her action.
Della, stay down!
Della.
That won't give it away or anything.
Della, roll a bluff check.
Ooh.
I love it.
11.
She sees you.
Ah.
She takes one swing at Ingrihild first. Power attack. Hits Ingrihild. Uh-oh.
Oh, jeez. Did you have her heal 14 from Gel?
I didn't. But she just took 19 points of damage.
And the other?
And Ingrihild goes down.
Oh, shit.
Then she takes a swing at Della. 16.
Miss.
Misses.
That's it. Minus 40 AC.
Still misses.
Oh.
Cat's grace.
Perfect. You very
like,
smart.
You like roll aside just as
ding, and then the axe just hits the ground.
I think now tell correct me if I'm wrong. I think the shocking grasp is still, you know, my scimitar is still.
I think technically by the rules you have to roll concentration every round.
And you got
so I think if you went unconscious, I think you.
If you went unconscious,
once I charged it in the.
I'm pretty sure we looked this up before.
Yeah,
but you have to make a call right now because we're not going to stop this.
Right. The battle must continue.
Keep going because I don't go to the next round.
Okay, and now Masterwork Hand Axe at Lork. 25 to hit Lork.
Oh, yeah.
Hits Lork with the Hand Axe for 11 points of damage. Boom! 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 But now she is surrounded on all sides. Ingrihild, unconscious. Della, on the ground, almost just got super killed. Baron standing behind them with a pure, clean shot now. Barry Connick Jr. leaps over the bed to jump at Grenzeldeck. And it's Ingrihild's turn. Ingrihild is unconscious. Lork is 5 feet away. It's Baron's turn. Baron, Grenzeldeck, the architect of Trunau's demise, is standing there, ready to die!
I'm going to...
Put her out of her misery.
I can talk as a free action anytime, right?
Sure.
And someone can reply out of turn. I'm going to say, ask Skid what his next move is and see if he's going to go before me or after me. Are you still just healing everyone, basically?
I don't want to give away what I'm doing.
Okay, all right. Then I'm going to go, and I'm going to shoot at her 3 times.
Okay.
That hits. I could do the math.
Sure.
That hits again, same roll. The 9 against touch AC.
Miss.
So 2 hits for 10 points of damage and 16 points of damage.
She lives. She yet Shit. Lives. Who knew the boss would have a ton of hit points?
Ugh!
Della, lying on the ground. Stand up and provoke.
is it my turn?
Yep. Baron just riddled her with bullet holes, though.
Della's going to withdraw.
You can't
stand up. I can't withdraw, yeah.
So if I...
Lork did that once a long time ago. We got called out for it.
So I could... Who's next? Does Glavris move go next?
Della, what do you do? You're on the ground.
Della holds.
Heartbeats. Hold.
Della holds. Barry Connick Jr.
Barry Connick Jr., full attack action. It's going to be almost impossible to hit with their AC, but miss with a claw. Just hits the scale mail. Miss with the claw. And then tries to sink his teeth in. 21.
Miss. Well. Lork's turn. Giant. Lork.
Lork. You gotta do this, Lork. All right, he's got a full attack action. Gorm's Thorn, he's huge.
Take her down, Lork.
Favorite enemy.
2 attacks.
Bottle cap.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Bottle cap.
Nice.
Turning that in.
Roll twice, take the better.
Roll twice.
Everyone at home is
take
hoping
the
for
better.
That. Hoping for that one.
I want that key, come on. First roll, miss.
Oh.
Come on, bottle cap, do me proud. Nope, 22.
Fuck stick! First attack, misses.
Second attack.
Lork, literally everyone's lives hangs in the balance.
22.
Miss. Lork.
Couldn't misses. Do it. I just could not do it.
Galabras.
Couldn't do it! Couldn't roll over at 10.
I gotta say, it's because you hulked out so hard twice already. You ripped off a grate and you were holding up a cage and you're just like,
I have no accuracy anymore.
Tore a peck. Galabras, the healer. Desna's grace. Within you.
Through tears streaming down my face, I raise the hammer of Uskroth aloft. And move right. Interpose myself between Della and Grenzeldeck. I get right up in her face and provoke.
And she says, human. 28 to hit.
It's a hit.
Hits, still in power attack mode, only 17 points of damage.
Only 12 points of damage.
Ah, DR5. All right, Giant Galabras, Ine Chuck, what do you do?
I'm going to swing.
Oh my god, if he confirms a crit and shrinks her.
Oh, right! Holy shit.
No, 17.
17.
Turn misses. In your bottle caps.
Oh, yeah, you got 3 bottle caps. Don't forget.
Yeah, but I'm not going to, like... It's going to be rolls. So hard for me to hit her anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That I'm not going to waste the money. Oh, I just want to, like, protect Della.
Give it a Troy when she attacks you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
This is a big episode, big combat. She takes a 5-foot step back and drinks a potion.
We're going long this episode.
Oh, man. Potion of cure, serious.
She provokes from Galabras.
She provokes taking... Oh, because he's giant now.
Because he's also giant.
All right, Galabras, roll it up. Hit her!
No, 19.
Ah, nice try. Whoom, nice try.
And she just... Ingehild. Ingehild, still unconscious. Round
5?
Della will act.
Della will act.
Della is going to stand up and chug a potion of Cure Moderate Wounds.
Ah, very smart. She waited. She played dumb. Grenzeldeck needed the juice because you guys, especially Baron, almost...
Well, we bought a round.
Straight up
was huge.
Her. And now it's Baron's turn. Baron, weaken her up for your giant friends to take her out.
Reload and 3 shots.
She just got a ton more hit points. Take them back. Take them back!
14?
14. Hits touch. Is she still within 20 feet where she moved back?
15, 20, 25. So,
ooh. Oh, yeah, he had to move.
5,
oh, you can't
10,
move on the bed.
15, 20. Can I go diagonal measuring this way? 5. 5.
Ooh, this is complicated.
10, this is a game changer.
No, that's 20. Unless you guys think differently, because that's 5. That's 10. 15, 20.
Yep, that's fine.
That's good to me.
Okay, good.
All right, so the first
one... just a bunch of minuses. It's actually minus 8.
Okay.
So the first one misses.
Second one misses. And second one misses. Third one misses.
Oh, Baron! Boom, boom, boom. Baron misses. Let's keep it moving. Barry Connick Jr.
Barry Connick Jr.
Mark and Galabras could have loved some of those bullets.
Barry Connick Jr. is... does not care to walk out of this room with Grenzeldeck alive, so he's going to jump off the bed and right into, again, melee range, pursuing.
Okay.
Sounds like a dog. I don't know why. Is she going to take an attack of opportunes?
Nope.
Okay. Barrett Gonick Jr. bites and misses. Whew, swing and a miss.
BCJ. Lork. Lork. Giant Lork.
He doesn't even take a swift step up. He's a slow 5-foot step up.
And again, doesn't
thousand
provoke
pounds
because
of
you have reach. You don't need to get up in her
exactly. He's still 10 feet away from her. Keen, gigantic greatsword attack. Natural 3.
Come on with this.
Second attack.
3.
Well, I still have a chance for a 1. Here's the second swing. Natural 2.
A 3.
Come on, man.
And a 2.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How do you sleep at night?
It's not well, Matthew. I toss and turn all night.
Galabras, you have a chance.
It needed Baron or Lork to soften it up, but I mean, a confirmed crit to Shrinker would certainly change the
tides.
That
would help.
I'm going to take can I take a 5-foot step back? Do I have room?
Giant Galabras?
No, not really. Right, Della actually has to kind of get out of the way, yeah.
I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon.
Ah! A hammer of Uskroth comes from the ether. And it attacks on this round, right?
Yeah. That's a 25 to hit.
25 hits.
There we go.
Yes.
When your companions can't hit her, at least your spiritual hammer can.
9 points of damage.
9 points of damage.
Force damage.
All right. And it is Grenzeldeck's turn.
Okay.
Wait, Galabras just went, I moved in the initiative order, don't I go now?
You moved after Grenzeldeck.
After Grenzeldeck, okay.
Grenzeldeck takes 3 attacks on Galabras. Power attack still. First attack, natural 20.
Oh, my God.
She is not.
I'm rolling 2,
she
3,
has not
6,
confirmed
9,
one of these
6.
Crits, right? Or did she did crit twice on Della.
She critted twice on me, but I don't think she confirmed them.
You're right.
She crit threat twice. Yeah.
Going to let you behind the screen here. It is a plus 13 to confirm the crit.
All right.
30 to confirm.
Nope.
it is a named character, so
we'll take the card. Precious card.
Since
in
it
your
is a
ivory
hand
tower.
Axe, it is times 3 damage.
Oh,
power
fudgical
attack. Ladies and gentlemen, this would be a slashing weapon. It says double damage, so it's going to be triple damage. And normal damage to the target's shield, which I don't think Galabras has.
I have a buckler.
You have a buckler?
A buckler.
Let me roll this damage.
That's going to break the buckler.
That's a magical buckler we found, right?
It is, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was once mud-caked.
Oh, my God. Joe, can you cut the music for a second? I'm not even kidding. Cut
really?
The music. I have never rolled, at least in this game, damage this high.
Oh, shit.
Kidding?
It's a times three crit. I'm going to write the damage down.
Pass it over the table to you.
I'm not buying a used car, God damn it!
Why is Tom Exposition here?
I want you to see I've written damage down, the damage down on an index card. This is the actual damage. And I'm going to hold on to it for a week.
Oh, no, you're kidding me.
Oh,
that is the single sickest thing that you have ever done.
You're a bad sadist. Person. You're just a bad
right
person. You're actually
book.
A sadist.
How many hit points do you have?
Jesus Christ. I have 44 hit points left. With the armor on, I have 44 hit points left.